brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This hour, we're live from Scottsdale, Arizona. My name is Erskine. I'm host of Erskine Overnight, heard over many of these GCN network stations, Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Central. Now, I'm honored to be guest hosting this hour only for my friend Alex Jones. I'm not substituting. There ain't no substitute for Alex Jones. What I'm doing is guest hosting this hour only because Alex Jones is preparing for the most controversial peace rally of the year. The most controversial peace rally of the year. And that's going to be in President Bush's own backyard, Crawford, Texas, 4:30 Saturday. It begins with Ralph Nader, 7 o'clock, Alex Jones, who will tell the president's neighbors the truth about the family living next door at the Western White House. All begins Saturday at 4:30 with music by Shanghai Five, Ralph Nader, and Alex Jones in Crawford, Texas, Tonkawa Falls Park. That is the president's own backyard. Be there to support America. Ralph Nader, who is the only non-skull-and-bones presidential candidate. Of course, you knew that. You know he's the only non-skull-and-bones presidential candidate because you're listening to Alex Jones and you have been to Infowars.com. We're going to ask some very, very difficult, tough questions tonight. Some questions this morning, some questions which I believe that Alex has asked, and some questions that need to be asked of the president when they do an investigation of 911. Oh, yeah, they need to do an investigation of 911. We need to get some of the facts out, and we need to have some of the people talked with, including the President of the United States. The President of the United States said that he must be judged by 911 and everything that came after. Absolutely, he must be judged. I have no problems with the president running an ad showing 911 because 911 was the reason for the Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, all due to the Patriot Act, to 911. We're going to talk about some of the details leading up to 911, some of the truths, some of the falsehoods. Our call-in number, as always with Alex Jones, is 800-259-9231. And for those of you listening, next hour, the interview with Mr. Dupree, the one where they told you who actually shot down American Airlines Flight 93. Yeah, right. Shot down. Well, the engine fell off 8 miles before the plane crashed. The engine came off 8 miles before the plane crashed. Now, does that sound like what? It sounds like it was absolutely hit. Dupree tells the whole story behind it, and Alex is breaking it. Thank goodness we have some Americans who are still patriotic. Pray for America, but also act. I always wondered, I was told God will provide you whatever you need. Anything you need in the world, God will provide it to you. But you've got to get down out of the tree. If you're, say, a bird, you got to get down out of the tree and get it. It's all there for you, but you've got to get out of the tree to get it if you're a little bird flying around. We are like little birds. We're going to have to wake up America. We're going to have to get out of our tree if we're going to preserve it. Pray, absolutely. Believe in God, absolutely. But get out of that tree and do it. One of the places you can get out of the tree is this weekend, this Saturday. Be there. Be there in Crawford, Texas, at Tonkawa Falls Park in Crawford, Texas, at 4:30 for Ralph Nader, Alex Jones, and the most controversial peace rally of the year. That's coming up Saturday, and then later on Sunday, March 21st, Alex Jones will be at the Student Union Building, Santa Rita Room, of the University of Texas. We'll be right back on Alex Jones with Erskine. Our number here, 800-259-9231. Give us a call.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. My name's Erskine. I'm host of Erskine Overnight, heard over many of these GCN network stations. If not heard on your station, for goodness sake, tell them we ought to be. Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Central. I'm not substituting for Alex Jones. There is no substitute for Alex Jones. You know that. I know that. I'm just sitting in for him for 1 hour. Then we have a meeting with Mr. Dupree coming up. The interview that Alex did with him, the amazing interview. Our number here, 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about some of the details in a book, which is my favorite book that I've read this year, called Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terrorism and the New World Order by Paul Joseph Watson. Now, where can you get a copy of this book? Let's tell that right off. You can go to InfoWars.com. www.infowars.com. You know that. You're all going there anyway. Our toll-free number, 888-253-3139. That's to order this book, Order Out of Chaos. Also, to get any of the Dark Secrets of the Bohemian Grove, any of the videos by Alex Jones, Masters of Terror, 911, The Road to Tyranny, 888-253-3139. That's going to give you the truth in America. Now, 911 was the seminal point. It was the point from which the Patriot Act, the war on Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, all came about. Mr. Bush must be judged by 9-1-1 and what came after. According to Paul Joseph Watson, Mr. bin Laden was in a hospital July 4th through the 14th of 2001. Osama bin Laden was in a hospital July 4th through the 14th, 2001, with a kidney infection. What hospital was he at? Somewhere in Pakistan? Somewhere in Afghanistan? I don't think so. The American Hospital in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Now gather that first word. American Hospital. This is 2 months before 9-1-1. He's in an American hospital. Arrived via Pakistan. Treated by Dr. Terry Calloway. Terry Calloway. That doesn't sound Arab, does it? No. He met the CIA station chief, Larry Mitchell, where he gave complete details about 9-1-1, what was coming. 2 months before 9-1-1. Did President Bush know? Well, if he knew, then he's certainly responsible to the American public. If he didn't know, then he should have been firing some people up and down the line. How many firings have you heard from the President of the United States? No, the only people they're going after are us, the American public. Other questions that need to be answered. Where was George Herbert Walker Bush, affectionately known as Number 41? Well, he was meeting with Osama bin Laden's brother. While the buildings were being bombed or crashed into the World Trade Center, the former president of the United States, the president, current president's father, was meeting with the brother of the man who they accused of running the planes into the building. Have you heard that on CNN? Have you heard that on NBC? No. The sources for this? Paul Joseph Watson credits everybody from the Evening Standard in London to UPI to ABC. His sources are absolutely impeccable. Let's ask Mr. Bush a couple of other questions. Question number one, why is there a 30-minute delay? Let me go back on that. You're watching, he goes in to read the goat story to the little kids. That's a nice photo op, isn't it? That's really nice. But before he goes in, he watches the first plane crashing into the World Trade Center. Now, where did he see this first plane crashing into the World Trade Center? Now, was he watching NBC? I don't think so. They didn't have any video. How about CBS? CBS always has it. No. How about Fox? Fox is good. They've always got it. They've got the news first and best. And no, they didn't have it. Well, maybe it's PBS. Yeah, sure. No, they didn't have it either. Well, you only have one source, CNN. No, they didn't have it. The only news where he could have seen the first plane crashing was CIA television because it was on none of the networks. So here's the President of the United States telling on two occasions that he saw the plane crashing into the first building, and yet he goes in, and for over 30 minutes he's reading a story about goats to little kids. Did this commander-in-chief of the United States call out anybody, any of the troops? Did he call up any of the Air Force to protect after the first building had been hit? No, he reads a story about goats to little kids. Now, judge him on his actions. Judge him on his actions. This is fully supportable, absolutely 100% mainstream supportable. Now, what happened after that? Sent no planes up, but they did send planes up right after 9-1-1. They did send planes up. What were they doing? Going around the country picking up members of the bin Laden family. Going around the country and picking up members of the bin Laden family. Why? Is this a cover-up? In any court of law, anybody taking this type of action would certainly be questioned. The FBI will question anybody for anything at any time. They're questioning all of us on everything we do. Go to the airport, take your shoes off, do this, do that. Jump through a hoop. Hey, here's another hoop for you to jump through. Enjoy yourself. Have some fun. Jump through all these hoops. The president must be held accountable for 9-1-1 and everything that happened thereafter. Nobody's been fired. The only people who were fired, people who blew the whistles. They're the only ones who've been fired. 9-1-1 was the reason for the Patriot Act, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq. And what's happened? What has happened? Has anybody been brought to task about it? Alex Jones on the next hour has got the interview coming up where he's going to be discussing the shootdown. Yes, the shootdown of American Airlines Flight 93. The shootdown of that plane over Pennsylvania. Another lie. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, this is looking an awful lot like the cover-up of the Kennedy assassination. Very, very much like the cover-up of the Kennedy assassination. Where can you get all this details? You can go to propagandamatrix.com. www.propagandamatrix.com. You can find all the sites for this and everything else. You can get a copy of the book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored. Gather these words now. Elite Sponsored Terrorism and the New World Order by Paul Joseph Watson. You can get a copy of this book by going to Infowars.com. Notice the things that I'm mentioning. Bin Laden, July 4th through 14th, American Hospital Dubai briefed the CIA station chief, Larry Mitchell, on the coming 911. The president says he was watching the plane crash into the World Trade Center. But he went in and for over 30 minutes read a goat story to a bunch of kids and didn't even call up any special Air Force or any Army or anything to protect America. Why was a plane sent around picking up the Bin Laden family? And why was George Bush number 41, why was he involved in what he was when you notice that George Bush number 41 Okay, we're back. We had a little bit of a problem there, and we're going to talk about why this is the anniversary of the war with Iraq, why September, or rather the 20th of March is such a critical day to the Illuminati, why the Illuminati wanted this day, and why the push to war when we get back. Our number here is 800-259-9231. This is information that must be getting out. Of chaos, because this is the truth, along with the videos of Alex Jones, the only person I know who tells you, hey, go on out and make some copies of this. We got to get these videos out. Nobody else is doing that. Nobody else is saying, hey, we got to get copies of this out. No, everybody else wants to just sell copies after copies. Alex says, get them out, put it on cable access, get those videos out, and learn what's going on in America. Our number here, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Happy to hear from you, and I'll tell you about a caller from Kansas City and a wonderful call that we had there who was really trying to get the information out, and for what he was trying to do, he got shot down. God bless America. This is the only way we're going to change America and bring it back is by getting this information out, waking Americans up. The only other way I can figure out is take away the beer and take away the football. That may do it. That may wake America up. Can't think of anything else that would do it. Take away the beer, take away the football. They've taken away your money. They've taken away your freedom. We'll be right back on Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire.
Yeah, it's when he says it's documented, it is documented, and we're using their own documentation from the major media. Alex goes to a lot of the major media, plus he does investigative journalism. One of the things that I wanted to make mention of, why the 20th for the Iraq war? The 20th correlates with the spring equinox. The equinox is the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter equinoxes are all major satanic holidays, major holidays for the Illuminati. Are the Illuminazis. Only thing we're trying to do right now, or what I'm hoping to do, and I know Alex is trying to do, is we are trying to incite a revelation. We're trying to incite a revelation to reveal some of these facts. Now, little real short story I've got to tell you, because I thought it was kind of cute. George Bush goes to primary school to talk about the war. After his talk, he offers question time. Little boy puts up his hand and waves, and George asks him what his name is. Bob? And what's your question, Bob? Well, Mr. President, I have three questions. First, why did the USA invade Iraq without the support of the UN? Second, why are you president when Al Gore got more votes? And third, what happened to Osama bin Laden? Well, about that time, the bell rang for recess. George Bush informs the kiddies that they'll continue right after recess. When they resume, he says, okay, now, where were we? Oh, that's right, question time. Who has a question? Well, a different little boy puts up his hand, and George points him out and asks him what his name is. Steve? And what's your question, Steve? Well, I have five questions. First, why did the U.S. invade Iraq without the support of the UN? Second, why are you president when Al Gore actually got more votes? Third, what happened to Osama bin Laden? Fourth, why did the recess bell go 20 minutes early? And fifth, whatever happened to Bob? So, they don't want you knowing the truth. Let's go to Frank in West Virginia. Frank, welcome to Alex Jones.
Well, hello. Good to talk to you, Erskine. I just wanted to mention something of that follows up yesterday's topic concerning RFIDs. For those of you who don't know, I think most of the listeners do, but it stands for Radio Frequency Identification. And it was mentioned quite a bit in regards to money and also Walmart. Anyhow, just want to talk about possible solution, very simple and easy solution at Walmart's dime. People can call and pressure Walmart to take those things out of what they already are using it in the pallets for inventory, and also to not use those whatsoever. I would call and ask them to leave the message for the head manager of the consumer division, the division that has to do with this. Also, just call 1-800-WALMART. That's 1-800-WALMART. And I know it worked before because they kind of, at least temporarily, went back and said, no, we're not going to use it. So if
you're right, Frank. They backed off.
Yeah,
they backed off on a lot of those. Now, they actually were even putting them into shoes, and Michelin was putting them into tires. Now, question for you, Frank. You know a lot more about the RFIDs than I do. Can putting it into a microwave, will that dispel it or cause it to burst?
That's a good question. I will have to speak to a friend of mine who's an engineer and has a lot more expertise in that area and get back to you about that. Because I don't know of any good experiments that have been tested with those in particular. Now, with the money, we haven't proven, I don't think yet, whether or not it has a true RFID. We do know it has a magnetic strip, however, that can be read from a close distance. Whether or not it can actually absorb energy and transmit it at a longer distance, I really couldn't say. I have not seen any change in those strips, though, by sticking it in a microwave. Although, like yesterday, we were talking about, the guests were talking about the fact that the ink on it around the center of the bill, at least that's what we know it is, a metallic ink would do that. And that's pretty typical for any type of metallic device, especially if it has more than one filament in it.
Well, if you put anything metal into a microwave, it's going to sort of blow up. But there's all these stories about blowing the eye right out of old Andrew Jackson on that $20 bill. I have no idea if it works.
I'll ask my engineering friend and get back to you about that on another day. But what is your schedule again on your show? I'd like to listen to it.
We're on 11 p.m. Central on GCN and Erskine on radio.com. Anyone who wants to get in touch with me can certainly do that. Erskine on radio.com.
I'll spread the word.
11 p.m. Saturday night. Thanks, Frank, and we'll be back with Mike, Daryl, and Mike right after these words.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Any of you going to Las Vegas, be sure to go to the Bellagio, because right outside the Bellagio, they're having a very special thing. It's the 40th birthday for the Pink Panther. Isn't that great? And Henry Mancini. I just love the Pink Panther movies. Let's go to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, thank you so much for waiting. You've got a comment.
Yes, sir. And Erskine, I just wanted to say, since you mentioned Alex's videos, I've got about 100 Patriot videos sitting right around my living room here. And Alex, I consider three of his to be the very three best.
Which three are they?
Those are 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And I just urge everybody, don't sit around and wait to get them. If you buy one, they're $31.95 post-paid. But as Alex has pointed out, if you buy three or more, then you're going to save $6 off of each of them, and you can save $18 by buying three. And again, I urge folks to get those three because they show that governments actually do orchestrate terroristic events or pay others to do them and then take advantage of them to push their own agenda. And I just urge everyone, don't wait. I know it's easy. Lots of folks like to procrastinate, but call today. And can I give his toll-free number?
I wish you would.
It's 888-253-3139 and pick up those three videos. And I thank you for also encouraging folks to get Alex's videos. And
the other thing that you want to do, Daryl, is if you haven't got a copy of it, get the book Order Out of Chaos. It's published by
Paul Joseph Watson, and I have it.
You better believe it. Isn't that book dynamite?
It's great, and so is Alex's book, 911, The Descent into Tyranny. And that's the way that we can support people that are risking a lot if not their very lives, they risk their reputations, because a lot of groups go out and attack folks like Alex Jones, and Alex has been attacked because he's taken flack for being over target. So it's critical that we support them, and one of the best ways to support them, if you can send a donation, that's fine, but one of the greatest ways is to get informational tools, great informational tools that they offer, and then share them with others. And as you pointed out, Alex, by the way, there is two other people. Tex Mars and Pastor Butch Paw let folks make copies of their videos. But Alex lets folks make copies. And I'd encourage everyone, get those three videos. Make about 10 or 20
when
copies.
When I'm looking at this, I am thinking, my goodness, God bless you for saying what you're doing. But I'm looking at this and I'm saying, why isn't the American public waking up? And then you can turn the TV on to any station and you can see why. It's nothing but propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Get the truth and get it out, because once somebody sees it, they can't go back in the dark anymore. Once you shine the light on some of these cockroaches, they're not going to go back in the light. And I've really begged all my Christian friends to stand up, because if you're not standing up for the truth, then you're standing up for the other side. You've got no choice. This is a battle, and it's a spiritual battle as much as anything. Thank you, Daryl.
And thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Let's go immediately to Drew in Texas, which is Alex's home state, and where they're going to be having Saturday over in Crawford. The intelligence community presents the most controversial peace rally of the year. Yes, Drew.
Yes, good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir.
I was wondering if you have seen the Eric Hufschmidt video, the 9/11 scam.
No, I haven't.
Okay, you really need
I had Eric on my radio program, though.
Okay. Anyway, I urge everybody to get that video. I've seen it recently. It goes into very good detail, technical detail, about how the Pentagon was probably hit by a drone or missile, and it also goes into technical detail about how the Twin Towers had multiple bombs placed in them, and they were detonated precisely. So, you know, there was no way that they could have collapsed in less than 10 seconds by the burning fuel of those planes.
Right. Well, there also is the fact that they had, and they even are admitting it now, bombs placed in Building 7.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one that people aren't talking about, which came down at 5:30 in the afternoon, and people on PBS were talking about, yes, it actually did have the bombs in there, and they brought it down. They figured, why not? Why not? Yeah, just bring the building down. The other website that I'll recommend to you is Serendipity. I don't know if it's, I think it's SerendipityCIA.com or something like that, but that gives the real story behind 911 also. You're going to have that in addition to all the other information that you have, but you need to get the videos by Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Thank you for the call, Drew, and hopefully you can make it over to Crawford, Texas.
Well, I'd like to also get into another point, if I could.
Real quickly.
Okay, 9/11. What is it about 9/11 that is so important to these psychopaths? I mean, you know, you've got 9/11/01. You've got 911 days after that that we had the 3/11 explosions in Madrid. And also, 9/11/73 was the date that the CIA overthrew the elected Allende government in Chile. What is it about 9/11 that's so important to these creatures?
You also had 9/11 exactly 10 years before on 1991 when Bush gave the speech, President George W. Herbert Walker Bush gave the speech for the United Nations talking about what we have is a new world order. That's the first time they announced that before the United Nations, exactly 10 years before. Hey, all this links up satanically, and you know that, Drew. It all links to the Illuminati. They're very much into the numbering system and the whole thing. You and I both know that, and the listeners of this program are well aware of that, Drew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go immediately to Mike in California. Mike, hey, welcome to Alex Jones program. This is Erskine.
Thank you, Mr. Erskine. Thank you for your program and your insight.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a couple paragraphs I'd like to read. It's a billion thanks to President Bush.
Well, start out and read part of that. That won't take long.
Okay. A billion thanks to you, Mr. Bush, for getting us in a war we shouldn't be in, for sending our sons and daughters to fight and die, leading the American people to pay for it, while your daddy and his Carlisle cronies, along with Halliburton, get filthy rich from the war tools and oil. And for the Patriot Act, along with the Homeland Security Act, which trashes our precious Constitution and Bill of Rights. And for lying to the people, saying, we have to take away your rights and freedom, to protect your rights and freedom. And thanks for cutting the heads off Israel's enemies, to further the cause of Zionism. Thanks for your complicity in 9/11, and for your plan to flood our country with Mexicans and other third world immigrants against the will of the people, to take our jobs and our living space, and for outsourcing the few good jobs left to India and China. You've proven yourself to be a leader who will get all the love and respect you deserve from the people. None. From a real American, not a phony neoconservative, skull and boner, elite, fat cat, 91 IQ lying deserter.
Why don't you say what you mean? Mike, I mean this pussyfooting around and beating around the bush. Okay. You know, I always considered myself to be a conservative.
Yes, I should and just come out and say it, huh?
You really ought to say what you mean, but I should used to consider myself a conservative, and the type of conservative I was a conservative who wanted smaller government, conservative who cared about America for Americans, and conservative who wanted America to be strong and realized that we had our place in the world, and if other countries are having their problems, let them take care of their own problems. To me, a conservative wanted less government, less controls. Now I don't know what I am. I'm no longer a conservative, am I, with these neocons?
A lot of people are telling me, hey, I'm not even voting now. I mean, it's like, it's not even the lesser of two evils. They're all equally evil.
Well, that's why I'm so proud to see Alex Jones with Ralph Nader, because you've got Skull and Bones Bush, Skull and Bones Kerry. You want the class of 1966 Skull and Bones or the class of 1968? It's the Hegelian dialect. They've got one bad, they're going to give you another one. You heads you win, tails you also win. It doesn't matter. It's heads
either
or tails,
way,
it doesn't matter. Either way, you're getting the same thing.
Either way, we're going to get the boner.
You guys, hey, talk with you later, and let's go to Don in Wisconsin. Don, welcome.
Yes, sir. How
Where
you
in
doing?
Wisconsin you calling from, Don?
Right in the center, Medford.
Okay, now, we are on... Erskine Overnight is on WTDY. You give them a call in Madison. Tell them we need to be on live because they've got us on a rerun over there. So give them a call and tell them we need to be on live on Saturday nights at 11 o'clock on WTDY in Madison. You go all the way to the right of the dial and then just keep going. You'll find them. What can I help you with, Don?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about this, putting money in the microwave and watching it pop.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Okay, well... What I'm concerned about is it's a felony to deface or destroy American currency. So actually, when you do this, you are committing a felony.
Okay.
So
I figure I bought the $20 bill. I'm going to use it to if I want to do that and pop
right.
That thing in there. I'm going to do it anyway. Them fancy pointy heads ain't going to tell me everything to do.
Right. But what you got to watch out for is when you're talking about it over the air, you know, they can, you're telling people to commit a felony.
Okay. Don't put your money in the microwave.
You hide it
somewhere else. We know where we're coming from. Hey, Don, thanks for the call. Let's go to Wolfgang from an undisclosed location. Wolfgang, you're on with Erskine on Alex Jones.
Hello. You're talking about media control and propaganda. I'm the owner of Patriot Action Television Network. And we are right now doing something called Operation Capital City. Have you heard of it?
No, sir. Tell me about it.
All right. We're currently having people run Alex Jones's programs on their local cable access show. And We're trying to reach over 100 million people with this battle plan. It's on the front page of my website. Can I give that out?
Please do.
It's Patriot Action Television. The web address is PATV, that's Papa Alpha Tango Victor dot 8M dot net. Or do a web search on Google for Patriot Action Television Network.
Wolfgang, I appreciate that. And what you're doing is you're taking the Alex Jones videos, and we used to call it in the business bicycling them to other places so that they can be shown on as many stations as possible on Community Action, CATV, and they can't stop you. They've got a right. It's a public airway. They've got to put it on there, and it's one way that you can get around things.
Right.
That's a wonderful idea, Wolfgang, and keep up the good work. That's PATV dot HM dot net.
Dot 8, the letter, the number 8 dot M dot net.
H8M dot net. PATV dot H. 8M.net, right?
Or you can do a Patriot Action TV Network search on Google or any of your search engines. It'll come right up with it. Also on that site, there's an instant press pass link. You can get yourself instant press pass right there off the site.
Hey, Wolfgang, that's a great call. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Let's go immediately to John in the great state of Louisiana. Hi, John.
Hello, Erskine. Are you topic bound today?
No, we're not topic bound. You give me a topic, you give me something you want to talk about. What's in your craw there?
There's virtually no public discussion of the roots of our moral and social decadence. It started with and it lies with the Frankfurt School. And actually, it's a half dozen German refugees who came over here in 1933, and they've brought about a complete total revolution in our country, and nobody talks about it.
You want a really somebody who talked about it in their last words, in their last breath, in the last actions, and that was Steve Allen. He wrote a book called Bulgarians at the Gate, and I had a interview, and that book, it has a lot of nasty words. When you read that book, you're going to see why, if we're going to maintain a civilization, you have to include the word civil. Civil is part of civilization. We've lost our civility here, haven't we?
We certainly have. But the public is so dumbed down, the vast majority of people have never heard of the Frankfurt School.
Well, you, me, and Alex are all from the South, and in the South, we learn to say yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Even at my age, I still say yes, sir, and no, sir to people, and you do too, I'm sure.
Well, it doesn't hurt that much, does it?
No, it doesn't hurt at all. It doesn't cost money to be civil, does it, John?
No, not a thing, no. Well,
thanks for the call, and we'll be talking about the Frankfurt School in the near future. Let's go immediately. I think we have time to go to Chris, calling from the great Tar Heel State of North Carolina. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
It's going fine, Erskine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, dandy, and wonderful. You're not that great in basketball, though, this year, are you?
I haven't been keeping up with it, so I'm
not the round balls. Well, Duke's doing okay. They're rated number one. You don't get much better than that. What can I help you with?
Well, I want to let all listeners know about this kind of a heinous little bill coming up in the House of Representatives.
Would do a thing like that, would they? Those wonderful representatives of ours, what have they got going now to cook up?
Well, the Honorable Ron Lewis of Kentucky has written a little bill, H.R. 3920. And what it is, it's the Congressional Accountability for Judicial Activism Act of 2004. Now, what that does is that allows for congressional reversal of Supreme Court judgment. So if you think about it, if the House comes up with a bill and it gets passed by the president, whichever Bozeman gets it this year, especially if it's maybe an anti-gun law, and Supreme Court judgment brings up a case about it and thinks it's unconstitutional, well, it's tough. They can overrule it. So, you see what...
So there go the checks and balances. Does the term uphold, defend the Constitution of the United States have no meaning at all to our elected leaders?
Not after 2000, it seems.
Isn't that something? That's treason to my way of thinking.
Exactly.
They take an oath to uphold, an oath on the Bible to uphold and defend the United States, the Constitution of the United States, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. An oath on the Bible. To my way of thinking, they're risking their very soul when they go against that.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head right there.
Oh,
but if everybody would just call the representative and tell them that they need to rethink that situation and get that bill dead. So appreciate it.
Thank God. Thank goodness that we. Thank goodness we have people like Ron Paul who are in Congress and a few really really good people who are there. Our number here 800-259-9231. If you want to write to me. And I'd appreciate it if you'd like to. My web address is erskineonradio.com, www.erskineonradio.com. So you can write to me that way. And be sure to get up to Infowars.com. And the number for Alex's videos, you've got to order the videos and get up there. That's 888-253-3139. The best videos you're going to see. 911, The Road to Tyranny. We're there, police state, the enslavement, and all the documentaries that Alex has made. Get them. Get them. Get them. Be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
You know, I honestly can't believe what's happened to our country. I'm glad I'm older and I grew up when when I did. We knew right from wrong. Our parents fought the Nazis, and we said the pledge to the flag and Bible verses in school each morning. Our friends or family worked at the plant, and made in Japan meant trinkets. We know the answer of what went wrong and why it went wrong, and then we're learning more and more from Alex Jones, www.infowars.com. And America has always had problems, but I want to cry or fight when I think of the beautiful land we call America. We had problems, yes, but it was a beacon of honesty, a way of life that was more blessed than any of us ever imagined at the time. Too bad. You really don't miss freedom until it's gone. Pity the children of today. They're missing so, so very, very much. Let's go immediately to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, welcome to Erskine Overnight.
The last time I heard you, it was on your own.
Well, that's not Erskine Overnight. It's Alex Jones. Okay. Hi, Tim.
I said the last time I heard you was on your own show for the first time. And I'm going to be going to something called a Concerned Citizens Group where I live in a park. I've been trying to tell people, family and relatives and some, Christian people, from a church or so about, I think
about what, about what's going on and everything. Yes.
I'm trying to, make for sure not if I remember telling about 9/11. I know my grandma, I try to tell about, the truth about that. And I think I kind of think I remember, try to tell other Christian people, the truth about that too, but they didn't seem to, really want to believe that though.
That's the problem. A lot of people don't want to believe it because they can't handle the truth. They can't deal with the truth, as Jack Nicholson said, and they'd rather have the little fantasy that the government's putting out to us. Thanks so much for the call, Tim. And let's go to, James in Kansas City. James, I don't know, did you call a station in Phoenix just last week?
I called in once before to say that I'd seen cops up here with military uniforms on, in camouflage, basically.
What does that do with the Posse Comitatus Act, huh?
Yeah, they've done that.
You know, my wife and I were going to Vegas. We were on the way to Vegas, and we got pulled over at a checkpoint. We didn't get stopped. It was a checkpoint. Anybody going across Hoover Dam, and they came up to us, and they said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Las Vegas." "What are you going for?" "Well, a little vacation." "Go ahead, have yourself a good time." "Okay, fine." We're looking back, and they are park rangers, and they've got submachine guns, AK-47s, submachine guns, and I'm thinking to myself, what's happened to Smokey the Bear? I mean, you got to have submachine guns with park rangers. They're confiscating all of this type of stuff. You've got the police here who have become virtual SWAT teams, and they are doing exercises in Phoenix and elsewhere to see on urban warfare, and you've got the military who are now peacekeepers. I don't understand what's going on, but, of course, I do understand, and Alex tells what's going on. You got a question or a comment, James?
Well, first off, I'd like to say that I, too, was raised in the South, and I still refer to everyone as ma'am and sir. And
you know where I'm coming from with that, don't you?
Yes, and I'm training my three kids to do the exact same. I expect no less than a yes, sir, or a no, sir when I tell them something.
God bless you. I used to get, if I didn't, I'd get the backhand right across me. Now, I know, and I hear children sassing their parents in the grocery store, and I shudder because I know what would have happened to me if I'd backtalked my mother or father.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays the kid would say child abuse, but back then, no, it was considered keeping your kid in line.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, James. And I want to thank you for letting me guest host. Get over to Crawford, Texas. Get up to Infowars.com. Order Alex's videos. You need them. And if you want, contact me. And if you've got a station you'd like to hear Erskine Overnight on, just contact me at www.erskineonradio.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again,
we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.